Blog Talk Radio.
You can hear them.
Yo, yo, what's going on? What's popping? It's your boy, Mr. Locario, the bad boy of the dating game. What's good? So listen, I'm going to tell you how you can get a woman obsessed with you. How you get a girl to really, really be feeling you, right?
So what's going on, everybody? www.themanmindset.com. It's your boy, the Dean. Class is in session. You know what, guys? What I want to talk to you guys today about is attraction. And the thing for a lot of you guys is that you think you get a pass straight to attraction when you meet a woman. That's not going to happen. In order to do that, guys, you have to make sure you get curiosity.
The following is rated TV-MALSV. It contains strong language. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Welcome to the Dating Advice Hour with your hosts, Mr. Locario and Steve the Dean Williams. This show will teach you how to keep conversations going, how to be more attractive, more confident, more masculine, how to be better at knowing what to say to a woman and have a more satisfied dating and sex life. Mr. Locario is the bad boy of the dating game. BadBoyMembership.com is where you can go to step up your game, as Mr. Locario provides you with detailed step-by-step dating advice, audio-video tutorials every month. Steve the Dean Williams has been teaching men about dating, sex, and manhood for over 25 years, from building yourself to having the perfect marriage. His website is www.themanmindset.com. The call-in number is 515-605-9373. That's 515-605-9373. Take it away, guys.
Hey, what's up? What's up, Mr. Locario, the bad boy in the dating game? Yeah, man.
Go on.
Hey, it's another Tuesday, man. But you know what? I haven't really done any new ads for some stuff, but I did do some because. You know, Ms. Licari, you're always complaining. We're not complaining. I don't want to ever say you're complaining. We're always talking about how men are always bitching about shit they shouldn't be bitching about, right?
Right.
So I had this idea that I wanted to show, and I wanted to get your thoughts on this. Check this out, Licario.
Right. The following ad is rated G for grass-eating lions. Rough day in the Serengeti. Did the zebra avoid you again? Well, don't worry. Take your panties off and log on to GrassTube, the place where grass-eating lions come together and bitch about zebras. GrassTube has a wide range of topics you can listen to, such as zebras are evil. Don't eat them. Don't hunt them. Just eat grass. The zebra was mean to me, so go your own way. Don't ever chase, eat, or go after the zebra. If you do, you'll lose your territory. How do I approach a zebra? What do I say to a zebra? Are you fucking shitting me, Steve, with this bullshit ad? The game is different now, and zebras have changed. The zebra will use you, and how to manipulate and use indirect game on zebras. Grass tube for the grass-eating lion who wants to bitch about zebras and eat grass.
Would you... What you think about that, sir?
That's crazy. That's fucking crazy. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, they're going to be pissed. They're going to be pissed about that shit, dog. But, yeah, so, all right, guys, let's get into
it. It's true. It's not happening.
It's all motherfucking real. All right, let's get into the show and do the, where is it at, Mr. Locario? I think this is it right here.
The following program is rated MAN. What does that mean? That means Mr. Locario and Steve the Dean Williams aren't here to give your ass chicken soup. They're here to change the way you think so you can start getting some pussy instead of being treated like one. You can sit on the sidelines like most weak men, or you can get into the game. Call in. The lines are open. My question is, who's reading the first fucking email?
All right.
Hey, Steve, you going first.
All right, I'm going to go first, and I think we have someone on the line, but let me go first. Let's read this first. Right. Then we'll grab a call. All right, my girlfriend and I have been together for almost 2 years. We got together in my sophomore year, me and my junior.
We worked together for about a year and a half, and mid-January. We had broken up for a little bit because there was a rumor going around that she cheated on me with another guy. Since I didn't get along very well with them, I don't know if they understand, or him, I don't know, we got back together. Everything was going good till I quit my job, and things were slowly falling apart because I barely got to see her, okay? Fast forward. Let me just, because it's paragraphs. She used to send me selfies. She used to send me screenshots, tell me what's going on. She used to keep me involved with everything, but all of a sudden things are changing and I don't know what to do anymore. Is it me? Is it her? Is it somebody else? What should I do?
So he's saying that shit seems like it's changing in his relationship with the chick?
Yes, yeah.
So, I mean, what it sounds like is either she's cheating on him or she's setting up a new relationship with somebody else.
Right.
At this point. You see what I'm saying? It's either one of those two. So usually what happens is when the patterns start to change, you know what I'm saying? That usually means that the girl you're dealing with, you know, that your girlfriend or whatever, she's planning on bouncing. You understand?
Right.
Or she's already cheating in the, you know, right now, and she's also planning on bouncing. So either way, you gotta have a conversation with your chick and see what the hell's actually going on. You understand what I'm saying? Because, you know, if she's doing less and less of what she, you know, it used to be doing, right? Then that's a red flag. See, your chick should always either stay on that same level or just getting even more and more involved in you and with you. You understand what I'm saying? Meaning she should be like, let's say if your girl sends you selfies, she should be sending you more selfies or even the same amount of selfies she was. But if she starts sending you less selfies all the time, then it's like, okay, what the fuck is going on? Or if your girl, let's say she was calling you, you know, at least once a day, you understand what I'm saying? Now she starts calling you maybe only 2 times a week. You know what I mean? So if it starts getting below the shit, then there's an issue. You see what I'm saying? But Steve, what's your thoughts?
Yeah, I think the writing's on the wall, man. Sometimes you don't want to see what's right in front of you because you don't want to accept the truth. And I think in this situation that, again, women, you know, women want that fairy tale, but once the fairy tale fucking fluff is over with, they're trying to look for someone to lead them, like being a man, you know, someone
right.
to guide them, direct them, and show them how they should be better women, you know what I mean, mm-hmm. towards him. And I don't think he did that, because the fact that there's even a thought that there's somebody cheating with her, man, it would have been a wrap. We done. We could fuck.
Right.
You know, you can come over and suck this dick whenever you want, but as far as relationship, that shit ain't going down. We can't do that. We ain't doing that. So, I just think for his problem is that he won't accept that she's moved on and he's not man enough in her eyes to do that, man.
Right. Facts. Real talk.
Right. So we have a phone call, but
let's get
the phone calls in, guys. Y'all want to call in 515-605-9373. That is 515-605-9373. Let's go ahead and bring the first call in.
Hey, you guys!
Cut that bitch out!
Area code 111. What's your question, sir? What's up?
What's up, man? It's that guy from London. Basically, I'm just in something like crazy, not crazy, but something weird is happening. So basically 2 days ago, I was on Tinder and I matched with this girl, and she has quite a lot of Instagram followers. She goes to the gym. I met up with her today in the morning, actually. But I was talking to her 2 days ago. Then yesterday we planned to meet this morning, and we came this morning. We started fucking and stuff. But I had to, you know, she left and everything, but I basically blocked her because as I was having, you know what I'm saying, as I was having sex with her, basically her vagina smelled really bad, you know what I mean? Like, she smelled really bad, and that kind of, like, made my attraction go lower. So I just ended up blocking her.
Okay.
I'm just wondering, should I just, because the smell was bad, like I didn't say anything about it, and like I was doing some stuff, I was putting my thumb inside of a bum hole, because that's something that I do, like in doggy style, but like, my fingers smelled really bad, and she smelled really bad. I didn't say anything about it, you know what I mean? And I just ended up blocking her, and then I got all these missed calls from her. So I'm wondering, should I just charge her to the game or what?
Bro, if listen, if you don't, if the pussy stink, why are you gonna keep fucking with her like that, right? You just keep it
because,
moving.
Because she had a nice body and stuff like she was a fit like a fitness model. She had a nice ass.
You stupid ass. I want you to think, young man. You just met the bitch no less than 23 fucking hours ago. And you bitching about her pussy stinking? A woman that you just met? I don't give a fuck what the fuck you did. Let me mute your motherfucking goofy ass. Licario, this is what I'm talking about. These guys who have no game, no mouthpiece, can't do shit with a woman, a woman tries to fuck them. And then they want to complain that the bitch is stinky, smelly, or she's got some kind of fucking disease, when, think about it, if you ain't got no mouthpiece and no game, Licario, and a woman wants to fuck you, are you really fucking her, or is she fucking you, Licario?
So basically, look, man, I would say this to this dude, man. Look, it's just, if you fucking with a chick and her shit is smelling crazy, right? She could actually have an STD, you know what I'm saying? So you got to understand that point. But also, you don't really owe no chick nothing. It sounds like he's feeling guilty about not wanting to fuck with her. And I'm like, look, if you don't want to fuck with her, just don't fuck with her. You know what I'm saying? Like, just keep that shit pushing. You feel what I'm saying? And that's really all it is. But I think, you know, what he got to understand is that, yeah, when you do just randomly get some chick off of Tinder, sometimes that's the type of shit you're going to get. So, you know what I mean? So it is what it is.
Right. But the fact, and again, I don't want to hear this, I didn't use a condom and all that other stuff. You get what you get, man. You're so desperate, so needy, and you lack such a low sense of self. You're going to grab any raw or apple off the bottom of the tree or on the ground and think you're doing something. And what you don't even understand is that these women that are throwing the ass on you with Tinder, they know you ain't got no game, and they looking at something bigger. Mr. Licario, they're looking at a bigger payday. I give them a little bit of piece of pussy, and I get his bank account. I give him a little piece of pussy, I can get him to pay my bills. I can get him to do things I want him to do, because I can tell someone who knows how to be a man and someone who knows how to be a male. Licario?
Nah, that's some shit. Nah, man, just keep it moving, man. Don't worry about all that shit. Dudes be like, you know, worried about stuff that if you fucking with this chick and you see that shit happening, or you fucking like, nah, this shit ain't feeling right, just keep the shit pushing. I think a lot of times dudes, they be feeling a certain type of way about getting rid of a chick, because I think they'd be scared to get rid of chicks sometimes. You understand what I'm saying? So yeah. because of a bunch of shit, like for example, I had a dude that was talking about how, you know, he was messing with some girl, and then he stopped fucking with her, and then she started like fucking stalking him and fucking calling him all the time and lying on him and all this other shit. So some niggas, they just keep dealing with chicks just because, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you know, you gotta do what you gotta do and just keep that shit pushing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Guys, I'm just want to say, y'all listening, don't be this guy, please. I'm not saying don't smash. If you want to smash, smash. But please, guys, protect your seed, protect your name, and don't just have unprotected sex with a woman that's giving you the ass that you don't know. That's what you got to think about, because if you don't know her and she's willing to give you sex, what is she doing to the rest of the other guys that she's sleeping with. Licario, you got the floor, sir, on the email.
All right, cool. Let me get this email real quick. Hold on. All right. Hold on, where the fuck is this email? My bad, hold on. All right, cool. So this one says, I was seeing this girl for a few months, but we stopped talking around the middle of March, right as the whole pandemic thing was happening. I still wanted to see her, but I hit her up, but she kept ignoring my calls. So I stopped hitting her up, but then she hit me up twice last week, and I tell her to come see me, but she changes the subject. How do I get her to come see me again?
We'll see what's going on. Well, okay. I think this is one that he's lost. Because I think a lot of guys don't realize that whatever you don't do so well or whatever you do, somebody does a little bit better. Meaning that if you have a nice job, there's someone out there that has a better job. If you have a nice car, someone has a better car, better lifestyle, whatever. In this situation here, he didn't put flavor in her ear and flavor in her eyes to marinate the pussy while he couldn't touch her. And what happened was she ran into a Mr. Licario that when they got on the phone or he started texting, even though he couldn't touch her because of the pandemic, or whatever the fuck the shit was going on, he could touch her through text messages, voice messages, and video. So what happened was she found the dick she wants to fuck. Now she's looking for a extra friend, another shoulder, somebody to because the Licario guy is the asshole and the jerk that's not going to change. So she needs a little bit of balance to feel good about herself. So she's going back to the other guy. And here's the biggest problem. She went back to him. He tried to get at her. She's been bullshitting with him. And the biggest problem is he's reinforcing why she shouldn't fuck with him at all, because he's not checking her on the behavior. I want to come see you. Are you going to come see me or not? Because if you're not, take your ass on and leave me the fuck alone, because I don't like wasting my time sitting around just talking about shit that has nothing to do with the game, sir.
You know, I always want guys to understand that when a woman is interested in you and she wants shit to go down, she's going to make this shit simple as fuck. You understand? Super simple. She's always gonna respond to you. She's always gonna be, you know, like very cooperative, right? So all you need to do is do your part, which is either hit her up, you know, set a date, tell her to come over, whatever. You just gotta just do that. And then you gotta see if she's gonna follow that. And if she's not following it, that means she's moving further and further away from wanting to fuck with you. So you don't really need to is this thing where guys always want to learn how they're like, well, what can I do to get her back? And what can I do to get my ex back? And what can I do to make her want to? It's like, yo, don't bother. You feel what I'm saying? Like, get another chick. You understand what I'm saying? Or another one who's going to cooperate with you. But the thing is, you want to be the type of guy who just from the beginning, you're so on point that you don't have this happening to you all the time. You understand what I'm saying? Where it happens less and less. So a lot of times, if this keeps happening to you all the time, then that says something about your game. You feel what I'm saying? Now, you want to get to the point where it happens less and less, because it's not that you can't, like, every girl you're with, it's not like shit's just going to work out 100% all the time. But you want to make sure that shit is working in your favor most of the time. And it's going to work in your favor most of the time if you step up your game, if you're that guy who's on point. If you're not that guy who's on point, you're going to see this happening a lot where chicks is just sort of ignoring you, they just getting rid of you quickly. They're not really trying to make anything happen. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you gotta really, like we're saying, guys, the important thing to do here is make sure at the end of the day you stand on your square and you live off your motherfucking principles. And your principles should say that I'm not sitting around trying to be your best friend. I'm not sitting around talking to you about how my day was and what happened on some fucking soap opera. I don't want to hear that shit. Now, we could talk about all that shit after you suck my dick and we fuck, but I don't want to talk to you about that shit when you going on the fucking I'm going to use you again, the Licario type motherfucker, being the bad boy in the game. But let's go ahead to a few commercials, and then we'll get back. We'll be right back. Here we go, guys.
Yo, you still ain't getting women? Really?
Come on, son. You need to go to badboymembership.com and step up your game. What's up, y'all? It's your boy, Mr. Locario, the bad boy of the dating game, and I'm telling you that if you really want to attract beautiful women, you need to go to badboymembership.com. This is where you get 45 through 90 minutes step-by-step dating advice tutorials every month. Just sign up, follow the advice, and you'll get the woman you want. Go to badboymembership.com. That's badboymembership.com. Hold on, let me grab mine real quick. Yeah, it's badboymembership.com. Let me see. Here we go, guys, real quick. Let me throw this one at you.
Guys, we always tell you that tricks, lies, gimmicks, manipulation, and being indirect is some bitch-ass shit that weak people teach and soft people do. Welcome to the E-Zone Show, where women tell you the truth about their thoughts when it comes to men. Just go to www.themanmindset.com and click on free stuff. Because sometimes just being an honest man with women is enough.
All right, we're back. I'll read emails. Guys, y'all want to call in? 515-605-9373 is the number. That's 515-605-9373 is the number. Let me go ahead and read this email. My girlfriend and I have been dating for a year and a half. She's older woman with a child from a previous marriage, and he's a little bit younger with no kids, and he had just some bad relationships. Our first issue is that it was about trust. I was at her niece's birthday party, and she snuck off with my phone and went back through it, my text messages and stuff like that. It was nothing terrible and everything like that. I just didn't think it was cool. I'm going to just fast forward to today. Anytime she texts me, it's instant anger, accusations, and questions, asking me what I'm doing, why I'm doing it, and where I'm doing it, okay? My frustration is that I can't communicate with my best platonic friends who rescue me mentally, which are women. Fuck, anyway. But she communicates with all these people from her past, men. How should I handle the situation? Should I get rid of her, stay with her, or check her?
So she basically, this is girlfriend who's checking in his phone and going crazy.
She checked his phone, and then her every message from that point was always mean messages and disrespect. Now, and she's mad that, he can't have girls that are friends, but she has guy friends.
Man, listen, there's a few things happening there. One, first of all, the disrespect and all of that other shit, that's already an issue. Because, you know, just in general, like, you shouldn't have a girl disrespecting you, you know, at all. But what it seems like is, it seems like she is also, like, she seems like she's cheating or she's doing some slick shit and she's projecting that onto him. So a lot of times when people are doing certain things, they assume other people are doing the same thing they're doing because they're projecting their own shit. So she has male friends. So she's probably doing something with her quote unquote male friends. And so she's assuming, oh, you got female friends. So that means you must be fucking them because I'm fucking my male friends. I'm fucking around with these other guys. I'm doing some shit I shouldn't be doing with these dudes. So she's assuming that he's also doing that, which is why she's coming at him with such energy and such negativity, because she feels that he's actually doing this. This is why she's going through the phone, because she don't trust him, because she knows the type of shit she be doing. You see what I'm saying? So a lot of times when, you know, your girl will, you know, act this way, especially if she's in that same type of situation that you're in, it's usually because she's projected. Now, a lot of there's times where that could also be her just being insecure, just in general. But usually if she's insecure, it won't necessarily be more of a disrespect thing. Disrespect thing comes in when she feels like you may be doing something wrong because she's projecting the wrong shit she's doing. You understand what I'm saying? So it's that anger of, I really believe you're doing something crazy because I'm sort of doing something slick on the side. But Steve, what's your thoughts on that shit?
Yeah, this is why I don't have, I've never had a female friend. I just fuck them. And this is why I don't deal with the male friend shit. I don't deal with that shit. See, I think the first line of disrespect was the fact that she was being a Snoopy and looking through his phone. That's a firing offense. That's right there. You're gone. I wish you would look through my shit. Because I don't care enough about you to look through your shit. Just don't get caught. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, but the fact is, see, a woman is never going to tell me who I can spend time with and hang out with, because as my own man, I choose who I want to hang out with. And the only one that could tell me what to do was, from the moment I was born to the moment I left her fucking house, was my mother. Outside of that, no woman can tell me what the fuck to do. They can ask, they can suggest, but they ain't going to tell me what to do. Fuck you. Shit ain't happening. So the problem is, it's a lot of imbalance. She's looking through his phone, number one. And then the second thing is that she's got guy friends and he's got women that are friends that he apparently he ain't even fucking. He ain't even fucking those women that are friends. Where the imbalance is, she's sucking a lot of dick over there, having the balls all in her face and smacking her in the cheek and shit, like those Mike Tyson punches on Facebook, the way he punching that bag and shit. She got a lot of dick war wounds on her body. And the thing that you should do is, like I say, and I don't want to bring in the single mother part because that's not even the aspect, but the fact that she's older, you should not, if she's 34 years old and you're young, dude, just keep fucking and moving on. Stop being in a relationship with someone that can't do anything for you. What say you, Mr. Licario?
No, that's real talk. Like, you know, I feel like a lot of these dudes, they be doing way too much with certain chicks. Cause so you said that she's an older chick.
Yeah,
younger than her?
She's older. He's younger.
Right. Yeah. He just have fun with this and stop making it a big deal with her, because, you know, but the thing is, again, the fact that she's doing all this disrespectful shit, the fact that she's going up in his phone, the fact that she's doing all that other extra stuff, that's way too much energy being thrown around there that you don't even need. See, a lot of times, the reason why some of you guys be frustrated in these situations is because y'all take on too much from a chick that is unnecessary. Like, there's no reason for you to be taking on all this negative energy, taking on her, going through your phone, taking on her, you know, coming at you this way. And you could just find another chick who's just going to be, you know, keep it chill. Or if you still want to fuck with this chick, which I don't suggest you do because she's being on some disrespectful, crazy shit, just fall back, hit her up when you want to smash, and then keep it pushing.
No
doubt.
You
get what I'm saying?
Yes.
You got to make your relationships with these women simple and easy, man. If it's not simple and easy, just keep that shit pushing.
All right, we got three calls on the line. Let's go ahead and bring them in. Area code 717 and 281 anonymous. 717-707. What's your question, sir? What's up? Okay, Erico 281, what's your question, sir? What's up?
Oh, what's going on, Steve? What's going on, Licario? I honestly just wanted to call in just to, you know, give y'all respect, you know, for what y'all are doing. It's good to see both of y'all, you know, like on screen giving these niggas game. You know what I'm saying? It's much, much needed out here. And to all these guys sending in the emails, like, please listen closely to these two, because they're not going to bullshit you. Man, they're not going to bullshit you like all these other fucking channels and other fucking sites out here that be saying, you know, just do this, do that. You got to have this. You got to have that. No, like Steve said, all you got to have is just the ability to stand on your fucking principles. You ain't got a Gorilla Mac, no bitch. You ain't got to fucking, you know, play a character. Just stand on your fucking principles as a man without any fucking sign of retreat. And women gonna respect that shit. They may not fuck you every time, but who cares? You a man. You don't care about every woman that don't want to fuck you. You more concerned about the ones that do want to fuck you. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, just listen to these two because they gonna set you right. Can't wait for Game Kings. I'm picking up that shit day one as soon as it drops. Peace to y'all.
What's up?
All right, Carl, you got anything to say on that, sir?
Well, now, Phil, I appreciate the support, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Thank you, too.
Oh, yeah.
We appreciate this. And respect to you, man. All right, and we'll definitely throw you back in the queue. I'm gonna throw a mom your way real quick.
Damn!
All right, there you go. 281. Thank you, brother. We'll throw you back. You respect. All right, area code 111. What's your question, sir? What's up?
I was Licario. How big is your cock?
This nigga.
Well, wait a second, caller. Do you understand? Do you understand? One day you're gonna want some pussy, and one day you're gonna be a bitch to someone. You understand that, motherfucker? Do you understand how weak and soft you sound? You understand that on Father's Day, on Father's Day, you need to go find your daddy and punch him in the fucking face.
I'm just one bad motherfucker putting your face in the pillow and your
fucking phone up, bitch. That's how you got it. Yeah. Well, the thing.
I don't get it.
Well,
I don't get this. This is what happens. See, this is what happens when you ain't getting no pussy. Truthfully, this is what I'm trying to like. Guys got to understand, man, like, you know, dudes who ain't getting no pussy and dudes who ain't actually doing nothing in their life, they got a lot of time on their hands. You know what I'm saying? So they do goofy shit like that. It's just like, it's real crazy. So, but see, that's what happens too. They don't get no pussy. And some of them actually, they're, you know, they got a little bit of moist energy in them. They're you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? So that's why they call them and do that goofy ass shit. You know what I'm saying? But
also, yeah. Also, we're a threat. Who's to say that maybe his girlfriend or the woman that's running his ass is mm-hmm. watching this show right now, because we do have women that follow us, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
So,
exactly.
So maybe they're so mad they're telling him get on there and disrupt men talking. So these young men out here can't get information, so the woman submits. So you don't know, but I fuck them. But you got the floor, Mr. Cario.
All right, cool. Let me get to the next email real quick. All right, so this one is short. I just paraphrase it. So he said, you know, how do you get a chick to be emotionally attached to you? Because I date girls, but then what happens is they either stop calling me or stop texting me. So how do I get a girl emotionally attached so that, you know, I can keep things going?
You date women, but you don't have women putting in emotional chips in your value. Any man can date a woman. I mean, that's what most guys do. But I'm not here to date a woman. I'm here to see what she can bring to my life that's different than other women. I don't run behind women and date them. I look at myself as an opportunity versus this guy being an option. Most guys date for pussy. All they want to do is fuck women. Well, I don't want to do that. I want the bitch to come to me. I don't want to, like Morris said, you remember Morris saying Purple Rain? I'm not going to Apollonia. The bitch got to come to me. That's 1984, 83, guys. But what I'm saying is this. That's how it's true. I work to establish what I call emotional value, meaning I'm the purse, the dress, and that Louis Vuitton bag that she wants so bad that all she can't wait to go to the store to purchase it. Why? Because when she gets with a real man gives her an emotional high, Lucario, and that could be cut up and rolled into a piece of paper and she smoke it. It could come in a form, man, could come in the form of a mushroom, a pill. It could be she can cut it up in powder and snort me. She can motherfucking take me and make me into a rock and smoke me. Or she can take me and put me on a fucking spoon, light the spoon up, grab the injector and shoot it in me. That's what I want to give her. The emotional high, not just date her, Mr. Lucario. What say you,
right.
Say?
And see the way that you give the woman that emotional high and get her attached to you is you have to get her to basically invest in you, meaning that you have to see what a lot of guys do is they'll get with a chick, they'll try to smash, you know what I'm saying, and that's it, and then they end up losing the chick, or the chick moves on, or the chick just, you know, start acting funny. But what it is that you're not really getting her to invest in you, meaning you're not getting her to really see who the fuck you are, why she should be fucking with you, what makes you different than other guys. You understand? You're not giving her any type of experience to make her say, damn, I want more of that. You see what I'm saying? So when you're dealing with her, it's about hitting her in every aspect. It's about, okay, the fucking is good. The talk, the shit we talking about is good. That energy that you bring in is great. You know, she feels like she's on cloud nine when she's with you. When she's not with you, she's thinking about you, and that makes her want to text you, whatever, see you again. And that's what you, being that guy who's extremely on point on all levels of the game. So your confidence got to be on point, your mouthpiece, you know, you just having that swag, that energy, that charisma, you know, you fucking are good. All of those things combined, that's going to make the chick get emotionally attached to you when she's interacting with you, when she's doing things for you. And that's another thing. You got to get chicks to do shit for you. You understand what I'm saying? A lot of times guys are thinking, you know, what's all this stuff that I can do for her so I can get fucked? You know what I'm saying? It's like, so they're like, let me take her out on a bunch of dates and buy her shit and so I can get the pussy, right? Get the girl to do some shit for you. You understand? It could be something simple like look, let's say you're talking to a girl. Tell that chick, hey, listen, come through to my spot tomorrow, right? And now when she's on her way to your spot, be like, yo, before you come here, go. I want you to stop by the store and pick up this and that. You understand what I'm saying? Pick up some soda, pick up some chips, pick up this while you're on your way here. So just that little act of getting her to pick up something from the store and she's coming to your place, that's already two things she's doing for you. She's coming through and she's picking up something from the store for you. Mm-hmm. So you're already starting to plant the seeds of getting her to invest in you. Because the thing is that when people invest in you, they're more attached because they want a return on their investment. Mm-hmm. So if she's investing in you, then that's going to make her get more emotionally attached to you. But the thing is, if you're the one doing all of the shit, right, you're going to get emotionally attached to her, which is why a lot of dudes start bitching and moaning when they take a girl out on three dates and they don't get the pussy because they still keep calling her and texting her because now you're emotionally invested. So you need to get her emotionally invested by having her do shit for you and by you being that on point attractive guy that she wants to keep seeing.
You know, there's no choice. She has to show me that she's more than just a piece of pussy because right. She's not special. There's mm-hmm. nothing about, I can meet a million motherfuckers like you, but you'll never meet a motherfucker like me. So what? Mm-hmm. I know that I can give you that motherfucking yeah, I mean, that yak and that flavor. I know what I can do. That's why, see, a man that puts himself in a position of knowing what he's about knows what he's about, and he knows that, you know what, I'm not running behind you. Yeah, I'll come and approach you and talk to you, but I'm going to show you why, if you fuck with me, that I'm going to take you to places you've never seen before, but you're going to have to pay for that trip. You're going to have to pay for that ticket, and the way you're going to pay for it is you getting taking the knee and submitting and kissing my motherfucking ring and showing me that, you know what, I've never met a motherfucker like you before, so I need to change my ways and my behavior, Miss Licario, to get that person. What say you, sir?
Nah, that's real talk. That's real talk. And again, a lot of these dudes, the reason why they never have, you know,
sound like me.
They never have a woman, you know, get emotionally invested in them or emotionally attached or even obsessed with them in certain situations is because they're never looking at it as, you know, what can this woman do for me? How can I get her to serve me? You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
Because that's already the beginning of getting that sort of mindset going within her.
Right.
You got to always think, what can she do for me? And then have her do it. And this is why you got to be a man who's on point and who actually has shit going on in his life so that you can get her to do things for you. So you can put her to work. So you can get her to fucking, you know what
right,
I'm saying?
Right.
Like be a part of your program. And that's gonna get her more and more wanting to fuck with you. Because look, a lot of these guys out here, they're just going to require her to fuck, right?
Yes.
And so the fact that you're requiring more than fucking from her already makes you different than 99%
yes.
of the people she's fucking
yes.
with. So then just off of that, she's already looking at you and thinking about you differently, which causes her to get emotionally attached to you just off the bat from that. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But a lot of dudes, when they talking about, oh, I'm just trying to fuck a chick by any means necessary, and I don't give a fuck, and I'm just going to, you know, do whatever I can to get the pussy,
right.
Then you're just like everyone else. So why should she even get emotionally attached to you? She can't. It's impossible for her to get emotionally attached to you because there's nothing about you that is interesting enough for her to get attached to. You see what I'm
That's saying? 100, brother. That's 100. All right, we'll go to a quick commercial, two commercials, and we'll be back with my email. Here we go.
When it comes to giving her your information, we are on a whole different level. Welcome to the Tap Tap Game. Instead of trying to ask for her number, Just tap her phone, and all your information will go right to her phone. Information you can update in real time. For more information, just go to themanmindset.com/game. Are you ready to make a first impression 99% of the guys out there can't?
All right, and then we got Mr. Lucario.
The truth is inside you, but in order to find it, you need someone who knows the game well enough to guide you so you can get a better understanding of yourself. MrLucario.com offers a wide range of coaching options that can benefit every man. Email, phone, personal one-on-one coaching, and more. It's one thing to hear the words, the truth is inside you. The question is, are you ready to get help to understand why?
All right, we're back. All right, here's the email. Let's see here. So he's 26 years old. He met his trainer, and he hit it off, and they had sex. The next day, she told me she had a boyfriend. However, it hasn't been going well, and she has been having affairs for a while now. We enjoyed each other's company for a few days, and after returning her home, we kept messaging every day. A month later, she got a ticket to come visit me, okay? Everything was perfect, and I fell in love with her because she understands. She is the first woman to ever make me feel comfortable. We hold on, man. That, come on, Macari. I'm trying. These guys got feelings and shit, dude. I'm trying to. Let me. Can I fucking read this shit, please, Lucario? Please. Let me finish, dog. Come on, damn it. Let me finish. I'm sorry, guys. Let me continue. I'm sorry, guys. So a month later, she came to visit me. Everything was perfect. I fell in love with her because she understands. She is the first woman to ever make me feel so comfortable. We planned a future together. After our first visit, we always kept in touch with each other, from city to city, from country to country. Let me speed this shit up. Okay. She had other relationships, but she didn't hit it off. And she's never left her boyfriend. And now that I'm in her life, she says that she will leave him once her and I get to know each other. What I want to know is that if someone, can you leave somebody in an 8-year relationship? But you think that someone would stay with somebody else if things are not that good? How can I stop being jealous of the guy she's with and the other guy she's fucking? Please help me. Mr. Lucario.
Yo. Done, bro. He's done, man. Come on, man. Like, what's going on with these dudes? Listen. She already got a man, and she's cheating on him with you. So how are you in love with anything? The dudes be thinking they're going to be the one. They think they're going to be special. Like, oh, well, we're going to get together, and everything's going to be perfect, and we're going to be in love, and we're going to be together forever. Bro, you met her and fucked her knowing she got a man. So you already know how she get down. You see what I'm saying? You know, there's evidence. You're the evidence that she gets down like that. But you're saying that you're in love with this chick, and you're saying you're jealous of her boyfriend. That's crazy. You're jealous. You're jealous dealing with a woman who ain't even your chick. That's crazy. You're the side dude, or you're the side dude. Who knows how many other niggas that she fucking with? So this dude needs to just check his nuts and be like, listen, bro, this. What I would do, first of all, I'm not really into, like, fucking chicks who got boyfriends in the first place. But if he's into that, just have sex with her. And that's it. That's really all you can do at this point. Just have sex with her and keep that shit pushing. See, what happens is with a lot of these guys is this. It ain't really that this girl gets him or she, you know, he's in love and all. The reason why he's feeling those love feelings and he's like, oh, she gets me, whatever, is because he just found a chick who he's fucking, they probably he's cool with her, meaning, like, they probably talk about some shit, and so now he feels like she gets him. She's like, she's like, oh, yeah, I like the Dallas Cowboys. She's like, oh, yeah, I love the Cowboys, too. And he's like, oh, my God, she loves the Cowboys. We're like soulmates. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how niggas get when they start talking to a chick and actually having a conversation, and they probably got something in common, and now he feels like she's the one. It's like, bro, just have sex with this chick and keep it pushing. That's it. But Steve, what are your thoughts on that, man?
Let me tell y'all something, man. All you soft dawn type motherfuckers, like in this message right here, you goddamn right I have no fucking feelings. I don't give a fuck about you. I don't give a fuck about these bitches. All I give a fuck is about that motherfucking Amira, to a point where, you dumb motherfucking Don, that I don't fall in fucking love. Men don't fall in fucking love. That's an emotional thing women go through. Men fall into respect, motherfucker. I don't fall into love. I fall into respect, motherfucker, because that's what I demand. I don't demand love, because love comes with a bunch of uncertainty type of emotions that most of you grass-eating lions can't control. So what I'm saying is that fuck that love shit. First off, how you gonna fall in love with a woman that has a man?
Right.
That's exactly. Fucking other dudes. So apparently this guy ain't getting enough pussy to realize that she's just a piece of pussy, Mr. Lucario. Somebody that, you know what? Hey, look. That's part of the gigolo lifestyle, if y'all really understand this. I'm not here to fuck up what you have. You can go out with Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, and Mike. If I like the girl, who cares who you like? Cool enough. You can go out with whoever you want to go out with. You can date. You can go to have dinners. You can go have pajama parties, cuddle parties. I don't give a fuck about that shit. But when you want some dick and you want some of this nut butter cream that I got that I can make produce myself, then by all means, come on over. Because there will never be a relationship. We will never live together, and we will never get married. Why? Because you ain't worth it. But you are worth my balls dragging across your lips. And that's all this is, Lucario. He fell in love because he doesn't have a standard, my brother. What say you?
Right. No, that's what I'm saying, man. These dudes out here, again, this is the type of behavior of a dude who's not really getting it in out here. Because, again, it's like if I'm eating every day, right?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? I'm eating food every day. I probably eat three times a day or whatever. I'm good. I'm not sweating no food. You understand what I'm saying? I could just go get food and go to lunch and go get dinner whenever the fuck I really want to get it.
Right.
But if you don't eat, you haven't eaten in a week. You feel what I'm saying? And I give you some food and I say, listen, bro, you know, somebody kind of, I'm not sure if I kind of heard, or maybe it might be a fact that this food right here got some poison in it, or this food right here is stale.
Yes. Yeah.
You still going to eat the food. You're going to be like, oh my God, I don't care. I want, I'll eat that spoiled ass fucking chicken or whatever it is. You understand what I'm saying? And that's because you're thirsty. You don't have that energy, or you don't experience certain things to where you understand that, hey, I don't need to deal with this type of shit. So when you do get that type of shit, you should discard it. But because you're not used to that, what happens is that you're sweating it. You're thinking, oh my God, this is like the greatest thing ever, but it's some stale ass food. So it's the same thing with this chick. It's like, yo, you dealing with a chick who, you know, she got a man and she's cheating on him with you, and she's fucking with other dudes, right? But you're talking about you're in love. This is like, and you're deluding yourself because there's something going on inside you, some insecurity you have that you're trying to fill this gap with this chick. You're trying to fill this void with this woman and telling yourself stories about her, you know, being the one and you being in love and all that other. It's nonsense.
You know, and we got a call, but what I'm saying is this. I'm not saying a man can't fall in love, but love from a man is something that you must earn. You've got to show that man that you are willing to submit, serve, sex, and know when to shut the fuck up. You got to show that man that, you know, you gotta show that man that you know your place at the table, and you know that your value is based on what he sees you as. And I'm not saying you can't, because that's when a brother say, I cut for my girl and shit. No man going to be like, well, I love my girl. Men don't talk like that. You'll say things like, you know what? All right, that's my girl. I cut with her, or she a ride and die. You know, they'll say other things, but they won't say the word love. But love is something that is the one of the closest things to your name that you can give a woman. That's why you got to fall into respect first, because you can't do it. Women are emotional. Women fall in and out of love. One day she's in love with Lucario. The next day she's in love with Lucario's side guy, the bad boy, you know, or Miles, you know. She can be in love with different people, you know what I mean? So what I'm saying to y'all guys is that I'm not saying you can't fall in love. I'm saying just don't hand the best parts of you away to someone you don't know, like Halloween candy. What say you, Lucario?
Nah, that's real talk. You know what I'm saying? Cause, and again, like, see the way that a man loves, right, is, and I think I heard, I think it was Gorgeous Drake who said this, if I'm not mistaken, but
yeah.
The way that a man loves is the same way that a king loves their people or God loves his people.
Right.
It's like, it's a thing where, you know, you're looking at it from a bird's eye view. It's like, look, I got love for you. But a woman falls in love. You understand? Because that's more emotional. That's just like,
yes.
Oh, I have that feeling. And so the feeling doesn't necessarily need to even make sense. It's just the feeling. So this guy, he's loving like how a woman loves. You understand?
Right.
He's just in the feeling. He's like, oh, I feel this way, even though the situation don't make no fucking sense. You see what I'm saying?
Right. 100. 100.
That's what happens to a lot of dudes. You know what I mean?
Right. That's 100. All right. We got a call. Let's drag him in. Erico, another anonymous. Waited a long time for your call. What's up? What's your question, man? All right. Well, go ahead, Lucario. You got the floor. I guess there ain't nothing to say. So you got the floor, Ms. Lucario.
All right. Cool. So this email is this shit is super long. So I'm gonna just paraphrase it. So basically, in this email, a guy was saying, because I did a video a while ago, I was talking about you should confirm the date. Meaning, if you set a date for Friday, hit her up Friday morning and say, hey, are we still on for Friday night, right?
Mm-hmm.
So basically he was asking in this email, he's like, is confirming the date making you look weak or making you look like you get flaked on? So he's like, he doesn't agree with confirming the date. Or he's saying, you know, is there another way to confirm the date so you don't sound weak? So Steve, what's your thoughts on
that? Hey, if confirming a date makes you weak, I'm a weak motherfucker. I've been a weak motherfucker since I was like 9, 8, 7, 9, 10, 13 years. I'm a weak motherfucker. Because let me tell y'all something, get y'all crayons out on this shit. The reason why I tell guys if you give a woman your information within the first conversation or the first three text messages, why I'm setting up the date? Because I don't want to waste my time.
Exactly.
I don't want to waste my fucking the most precious thing to me is, yes, me and my last name, but a goddamn close second, damn near first, is my time. I am not going to waste it Harry Potter and shit, Miss Lucario, saying to myself, well, because we're talking, she likes me, so that means I'm on easy street, and that means I can sit back and relax and let the chips fall where they may and you know, let life happen to me. Fuck you. No. Just because I approach you, and just because I tell you I want to be intimate with you, and just because I tell you I want to go out, doesn't mean you might not want to do that. Maybe you think I'm just some sucker that's saying a lot of bullshit that drops the mask and becomes soft. No. As soon as, if we are on the phone texting, if she sends a smoke signal or puts a note on a fucking dove and throws that bitch in the air to me, I'm making sure that I am reaffirming and reestablishing the understanding that we are going out because my intentions are to have your face in a pillow and your ass up in the air, Lucario. And you can say no and all that other shit, but guess what, Mr. Lucario? I can say goodbye because I don't waste my time, brother. What say you, man?
Nah, and that's the thing dudes got to understand is that you got to understand that women are fickle. You understand what I mean? And they're all over the place with their emotions. So let's say you're supposed to see a chick on Friday, right? And let's say you was talking to her on Wednesday and you was like, yo, we're going to meet up on Friday at this spot at 8 o'clock. So Friday comes, you have to confirm the date to make sure her ass is still coming because women are all over the place. So the thing is, you ain't going to waste your time to go to the spot to meet her and she ain't coming through. You want her to be like, yes, I'm coming through. Now, the thing is, dude, the reason why dudes be saying it's weak or they feel like it's weak is because they feel like that. Because I tell guys to say, listen, are we still on for tonight at 8 o'clock or whatever the fuck it is, right? And then I hear guys, they'll say, well, instead of doing that, why don't you just tell the girl, hey, I'm going to be like 5 minutes late, or hey, I'm on my way. I'm going to be there at this, or some goofy shit, because they don't want to have to let the girl confirm. You feel what I'm saying? And so what I'm saying, though, is that if you text the chick and you say, hey, I'm going to be 5 minutes late, that's still not getting her to confirm. That's still not getting her to say, I'm coming through. You need to get her to text you or verbally say, I'm going to be there at this time, so that you don't waste your time going there. Because women, a lot of times what happens is that because they're passive and sometimes passive aggressive, they're not going to outright tell you they're not going to show up. They're just not going to show up. And then you're going to be sitting there wasting your fucking time going to see some chick who ain't even showing up. So why would you even do that when you could have asked her, hey, listen, are we still on? And she'd be like, oh, hey, I'm so sorry. Something came up. Okay, cool. You charge into the game. And then I text up that next girl and then have her come through. You feel what I'm saying?
Yep.
So that's the point, is that you don't waste time with that chick. You get with the other chick. And then you keep that shit pushing. You feel what I'm saying?
All right. We're going to go to a quick commercial. We're going to answer that question. We're on the way back to wrap things up. Let's hit the Lucario commercial. Here we go.
Yo, you still ain't getting women? Really? Come on, son. You need to go to badboymembership.com and step up your game. What's up, y'all? It's your boy, Mr. Locario, the bad boy of the dating game, and I'm telling you that if you really want to attract beautiful women, you need to go to badboymembership.com. This is where you get 45 through 90 minute step-by-step dating advice tutorials every month. Just sign up, follow the advice, and you'll get the woman you want. Go to badboymembership.com. That's badboymembership.com.
Damn, that shit looks smooth as fuck. Let me play this one real quick. Hold on, here we go. I love that shit,
dog. Sometimes we need a boost or a punch in the fucking chest to give us the confidence to approach, to text, to meet, or to stand on your square. The fucking man attitude is a free product from the man mindset that'll help you get over that edge and help you get past any fears that you may have that can cripple your chances with women. We don't believe in one magic solution for everyone, so we'll keep the content flowing so you can find what works for you.
All right, so let's go ahead and look at this message from a guy right here, man. It says, what's the difference between going after something that you want, thirsting after it? Is it not thirst that makes me want to holler? Please advise. So, Lucario, would you like to go first or shall I?
You go first.
Okay, guys, this is what y'all have to understand. What is the difference between thirst and going after what you want? See, the thirsty man wants to fuck. The option, you see, you have opportunities and you have options. The option wants to fuck a woman, meaning that he'll accept her crumbs, her maybe, I'll think about it, I'll get back at you crumbs. But the opportunity sets himself and puts himself in a position to get the woman to want to fuck him. That's the difference. See, if you're making it all about fucking women, you've already lost, because most of you guys don't realize as soon as a woman notices you looking at her, she knows you want to fuck her. So that's already a done deal. But what you guys do is reinforce how thirsty you are by kissing her ass and begging and running behind her and cupcaking. But a motherfucking man, yeah, she knows he wants to fuck, but she can't understand why he's not running behind her, why he's not saying, you know what, can I take you out? Can I give you shit? No, he's like, get with me. Call me. Get back with me. Because that's the difference, in my opinion, between thirsty Lucario and going after what you want. What say you, sir?
Right, and I think what guys have to understand is it's about intentions too. You understand? Mm-hmm. Meaning that What is your intentions when you're doing what you're doing? Because it's natural for you to want to go and approach a girl and holler at her because you want to see what's popping, right? That's natural. But what is your intentions when you're interacting with women? Is it, you know, like, oh man, I need to get this girl, I need to get that girl.